about the two rockets that Paul mentioned. So please, take a look when you have a chance. The link page is available. Just type into your browser, roy.ac2gs.com, and that will bring you there. If you're interested in listening to an audio stream of the Glen Oaks Limark repeater, that's available mostly 7/24, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even though the repeater goes to sleep at midnight. That's available. You just type into your browser, technet.ac2gs.com. And always remember, MyKC2NJI has a great archive of past Limark TechNets, some of the smartest guys I've known, who thankfully, although they have become silent keys over the years, have recorded their wisdom on those recordings, and they're still very useful. So check out Mike's amateurradio.tv for the archives of the technical net. As I usually end these technical nets, I remind you that the previous owner and operator, Dick K2RIW, who unfortunately became a silent key, ended a lot of times by the urging of his fellow hams and listeners of the technical net to be kind to each other. And that's always good advice. In these times of the COVID virus, it's especially good advice. Be kind to each other. Be good to each other. Be safe. Be smart. Be well. Have fun. And please come back next Sunday night at 8 p.m. when we'll try and do it all over again. So this is Alpha Charlie 2 Gulf Sierra, and the Limark Technical Net is formally ended, and I am formally clear.
Hi, real quick. KD2OGB cell phone.
Yes, Craig, you want to say something?
No, not really. Just listening to the last few minutes. I'm just having a quick snack before I head downstairs to head home for the night. I'm in the AirTrain building in Jamaica right now. Pretty much done with my shift for the night.
Okay, very good. Thank you for saying hello. Wish you well, and hope you're able to come back next Sunday night for next week's TechNet.
Roy, happy 4th of July. You got 1 second?
Yeah, certainly I do, and thank you. I hope you have a good 4th of July as well, Sam.
Thank you, Roy. Can you do an essay? On my radio, I have a dual repeater system, right? Where I can talk off of my repeater here, you know, ours, and program another repeater, like in Vermont, to talk to them. Will our repeater here be able to reach their repeater?
No, they will not. Think of this as two separate radios kind of scotch taped together. There's no cross-banding, unless you have specifically cross-banding capability. A dual-receive radio is simply a radio with two separate mechanical receivers. So you can receive the repeater, you could receive another person's repeater, but they're not going to hear anything. You're not your own repeater, let's put it that way.
Thank you. Because our friends were camping up there, right? And I said, they get my program. There's a Vermont repeater. I looked up on the repeater book. Maybe I can, our Lamont, you know, our radio repeater can reach theirs. But I didn't know it can't be done anyway. So thank you for waiting and thank you for your answer.
No problem, Sam. If the repeaters in that area are capable of IRLP, you might want to contact them and ask them nicely if you could link the two repeaters and maybe communicate with Glen Oaks, because Selden does have an IRLP link to it. So that's something you might want to consider.
No, you'll be back Tuesday. I'm not going to go through all of that. His name is Vic, and he stayed through the polo. So the park went there, and they went to Vermont. Okay, I just wanted to know. But we were trying to reach him, but we couldn't get him at all, not even on HF. So, okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Sam. You know, have a good remaining 4th of July weekend, and I hope you can join us back here next Sunday night at 8 p.m.
Thank you, Roy 73, and you enjoy your time. I'm clear.
73 as well, and I am clear, too.
ACTGS and KD2NSJ, 73s to you, and happy 4th of July. And Roy, the only way I'm going to be able to get back on the tech net is if I can find a job with weekends off, because I've been booted off Hillside. I'm back in Jamaica right now, so the only 2 days I'm free are Monday, Tuesday, so I'm going to have to use my second bid wisely. So stay safe, KD2OGB will be clear.